What would you say that the primary characteristics that distinguish Thai Buddhism from like Tibetan Kadampa or Japanese Zen?
Well, I mean, to say Thai Buddhism is not is a bit of a. There's a lot of Buddhism in Thailand. A lot of different flavors, a lot of different expressions, a lot of different ways of practice. But in terms of, say, my experience with, say, Ajahn Chah's training in the, say, from the northeast of Thailand is a, one, there's an emphasis on communal practice. Whether it's communal practice as a monastic living in community or as a lay practitioner embedded in the community of practitioners that you're in around the monastery. So there's a sense of communality so that there's individual practice, but it's in relationship to others. So that's a strong flavor. I think there's a very strong sense of practicality, down to earthness of the say the northeastern Thai temperament, and that's a flavor that it's really. It's not philosophical. You're not going to end up in long sort of discursive projections about the ultimate reality. It's more around what do you do and what's the results you of what you do, and does it make you feel better or not? So there's that kind of earthiness and very directness that I really appreciate. So that you know that's a distinctive flavor, I think.